tomorrow marks 1 year since the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Governor Dan Malloy is calling for houses of worship to ring their bells tomorrow morning 26 times for the 20 children and 6 adults shot and killed by Adam Lanza. In Newtown, there are no formal events planned. Family members of victims are asking people to mark the day by performing acts of kindness or volunteering with charities. Meanwhile, archivists have been collecting as many items as they can to tell the story of that day and the response to Newtown. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WNPR's Diane Orson reports.
The outpouring of grief began just hours after the shooting. Outdoor memorials started to spring up all over. Angels, stars, banners, flowers.
I started seeing tributes around my town in Darien and then around Fairfield County, and I took my camera and I recorded as many tributes as I could find.
Photographer Robert Carley is setting up an exhibit of his photos at the state capitol in Hartford. He says he wanted to document these public expressions of grief. He'd done a similar thing following the September 11th terrorist attacks.
My lesson from 9/11 is that things don't last too long, and I want to be able to preserve them for other people 10 years from now, 20 years from now. People can look back and see what happened and how people reacted.
One image is of a teddy bear strapped to a street sign holding a cross. Another photo shows clusters of angels. In a third, you see a banner that reads, "There is no foot so tiny that it can't leave an imprint on this world."
I think the most moving for me was a bouquet of roses that were carved out of wood with the face of each victim imprinted. They were placed on a telephone pole right in the center of Sandy Hook.
The outdoor memorials were just a start. Next came the gifts, tidal waves of gifts. Tens of thousands of toys, school supplies, bicycles, sleds, more than 60,000 teddy bears. Then the written expressions of grief, letters, cards, poetry, stories, and artwork shipped and sometimes even driven halfway across the country to Connecticut. Paintings, posters, life-size sculptures. Newtown resident Yoli Marino volunteered to help local officials manage and document the materials.
I can't explain to you how much stuff was sent in, and someone would start a program like Hearts for Newtown or Snowflakes for Newtown or Healing Hands for Newtown, and then we would just get hundreds of thousands of hands. Hundreds of thousands of hearts, hundreds of tractor trailer full of snowflakes.
For weeks, the material lined the hallways in local municipal buildings in town. Eventually, it was divided up. Most was moved into a large warehouse. Xerox offered support to build a website, and Marino and a group of volunteer photographers began to document the items.
I'm scanning archival letters. This is from England.
Yep. How many have you done?
Close to 800 so far.
Here at the C.H. Booth Library in the center of Newtown, Dylan Jones is working on another kind of documentation project called the Condolence Archive. Volunteers work under the guidance of professional archivists and librarians. They've also consulted with people who manage the materials in the aftermath of the 2007 massacre at Virginia Tech. The project's soon-to-be-launched website will allow visitors to easily search and find a representative sample of items that came into Newtown. It's a collaboration with the Connecticut State Library and Iron Mountain, an information management services company. Samantha Joseph, Director of Corporate Responsibility, says Iron Mountain believes in the importance of preserving culture and heritage.
It's hard to know how that material will play a role in the future. But there's no question that as that community continues to heal and grieve over time, you know, that there will be an important need to access that information and those condolences.
Items you'll see on these websites have been safely stored away. Other materials, the public tributes and things that couldn't be given away, have been incinerated. Officials in Newtown say the ash will become part of a sacred soil at a future memorial. Back at the library, reference head Andy Forsyth says, creative expression in the wake of tragedy helps people start to comprehend the incomprehensible.
It sounds very corny to say that we're a human family, but to receive and see materials coming from around the globe that someone put their heart and soul into, it really, really makes you stop and realize the connectivity. And that a really horrendous evil act won't break that.
For Here and Now, I'm Diane Orson in Newtown, Connecticut.
In the aftermath of a tragedy, people often turn to poetry for meaning and solace. But in the days following the Sandy Hook shootings, Connecticut's poet laureate Dick Allen had no intention of writing a poem about what happened in Newtown. He worried about exploiting an awful situation. But then the words, "in the snow lightly falling," popped into his head, and the line became an obsession and an inspiration. A few weeks later, he completed his tribute to the victims of Newtown. The work is called Solace.
There are the fields we'll walk across, in the snow lightly falling. In the snow lightly falling, there are the fields we'll walk across. There are the houses we'll walk toward, in the snow lightly falling. In the snow lightly falling, there are the houses we'll walk toward. There are the faces we once kissed in the snow lightly falling. In the snow lightly falling, there are the faces we once kissed. Incredible how we laughed and cried in the snow lightly falling. In the snow lightly falling. Incredible how we laughed and cried. Incredible how we'll meet again in the snow lightly falling. In the snow lightly falling. Incredible how we'll meet again. No small hand will go unheld in the snow lightly falling, in the snow lightly falling. No small hand will go unheld. No voice once heard is ever lost in the snow lightly falling, in the snow lightly falling. No voice once heard is ever lost.
Connecticut poet laureate Dick Allen reading Solace.
There are the fields we'll walk across, in the snow lightly falling, in the snow lightly falling.
Dick Allen's poem was also set to music by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer William Bolcom. He wanted to capture the delicacy of Allen's poem in a piece that almost anyone could sing. This performance is by the St. Patrick, St. Anthony Chamber Choir in Hartford.
There are the houses we walk toward. There are the faces we once kissed. In the snow lightly falling. In the snow lightly falling. There are the faces we once kissed.